We are on Daf Hey Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Rav Asi Kari Megillah Behutzal Be'ar Beisar V'chameser. Rav Asi would read the Megillah twice, once on the 14th of Adar and once on the 15th. Misafkele Mukefas Choma Miyamos Yeshua Ben Nun Hi Ilo. He didn't know if Hutzal was a walled city in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun or not. Ikad Amr, another version, Amr Rav Asi, Hai Hutzal De Beis Binyamin, Hutzal, which was in the portion allotted to Shevet Binyamin, Mukefas Choma Mimos Yeshua Hi. It was walled in the times of Yeshua. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Avina Tal, Rabbi Yochanan said that when he was young, Amina Milsa De She'ona L'Sabi, I said something that I mentioned and I asked if it was correct from the elders. V'ishtakeach Kavasei, and I was found to be correct, found like me. We're on the top of Vav Amid Aleph. What is that? The word Chamas, mentioned in Yeshua Perek Yates. What is it referring to? Zu Tveria. It's the place of Tveria. V'lama nikra shmat Chamas. And why is it called Chamas? Al shum chami Tveria. Because of the hot springs of Tveria. Rekes. The place mentioned in the Pasuk. Rekes. Zu Tzipori. It's referring to modern day Tzipori. V'lama nikra shmat Rekes. So why was it called Rekes? Mishum de medalia karaksa denara. Because it's high up, like the banks of the river, which are higher up than the river itself. Kineres. Zu Ginosar. The place in the Pasuk mentioned Kinneret, that is modern day Ginosa. V'lamanik Rashma Kinneret, why is it called Kinneret? The Metiki Piri Kikala de Kinri, because its fruits of Ginosar are sweet, like the sweetness of the voice, the sound of the harp, the Kinar. Amarava, Mikal Manda Amarekes Lav Tveria Hi. The Pasuk that we just mentioned and we defined as Rekes being Tzipori, but is that really true? Doesn't everyone hold that Rekes is Tveria? V'akishachim Inish Hacha, when someone dies in here in Bavel, Hasam Saf Dilehachi. Over there in Tveria, this is the eulogy they give. Gadol hu b'sheshech, a giant, a gadol in Sheshech. Sheshech is Bavel, because the Atbash, a way of reading letters, that the Taf responds to the Aleph, and the Shin at the end refers to the Beis, etc. You keep on going from the end of the Aleph Beis to the beginning of the Aleph Beis. So Shin Shin Chaf corresponds to Beis Beis Lamed Bavel. So a Gadol in Bavel died with Shem Lo Berekes, and he was so great that he had a name all over there in Rekes, and it was being said in Tveria. V'chimaski Aron Elahasam, and when the Aron, when the coffin would come from Bavel and reach Tveria, Safdi Leachi, this is the hesped they would give. Ove Sridim, the lovers of the Eretz Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, Yoshvei Rekes, who live in Rekes. Tzu'uvi Kiblu Aruge Omek, go ahead and greet the one who is killed in Omek. Omek refers to the low place of Bavel, and the reason it's called Harugi, that they were killed there, as the Marsha says, because they died young because of the sin of living in Chutzlaritz. But they called out to the people of Rekes, which was, and they were saying that in Tveria. Kinach Nafshei de Rebbe Zeira, third example, when Zeira died, Pasach Aleihu Saptana, the one who was giving the Hesped said as follows. Now, Reb Zeira used to live in Chutz Laaretz, but then he made Aliyah, he moved in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Hesped they gave. Eretz Shinar Har V'Yalda. Eretz Shinar, which was referring to Bavel, gave birth to this person. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashuel. And the Eretz Yisrael, called Eretz Tzvi, raised this beauty, this beautiful thing. Ayna Allah. Woe is to us, Amra Rekes. The people of Rekes said, Ki of the Klichem Dasa, because it lost such precious person. So all three examples, they refer to Tveria as Rekes. So the Gemara says, you're right, we made a mistake. El Amarava, Chamas, Zu Chame Grar. Chamas is referring to the place called Grar. And why is it called Chamas? Because of the hot springs of Grar. Rekes zu Tveria. Rekes is Tveria. Kineres zu Ginosa. V'lamek Rashama. Rekes. Why is Tveria called Rekes? Shafil Rekanin Shabbat Malei Mitzvos Karimim. Because even the people, the common people, the people who the simpletons over there, they're full of mitzvos like a pomegranate. Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Rekes Shma. Rabbi Yirmiya said, really, its name was Rekes. V'lamek Rashama Tveria. So why did it have this nickname called Tveria? Shoshevis B'tibura Shel Eretz Yisrael. Because it sat in the belly button in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. Rab Amar Rekes Shma. Really, Rekes is the name. V'lamek Rashma Tveria. Why did it have the nickname Tveria? Shetova Riyasa. Because what you see there is beautiful. Tosas explains that they had very beautiful fields and gardens. The Marsha says that the people there, the Talmidei Chachamim, were beautiful to look at. Period. Amar Ze'ira Kitron Zu Tzipori. The place called Kitron, mentioned in Shoftim Perek Aleph. That's referring to Tzipori. Tzipori. Why is it called Tzipori? So Sheves Brosh Ahar Ketzipor, because it sits on top of a mountain like a bird does. The Kitchon Tzipori. Is it really true that Kitchon is Tzipori? The Kitchon Mechalko Shel Zvulun Havi. We know that Kitchon was found in the portion of Shevet Zvulun, and based on what we're about to say, it can't be then that Tzipori is the same place as Kitchon. How's that? Well, first of all, how do we know that it was in the portion of Zvulun? Diksiv Zvulun lahorish es yoshe kitchon es yoshe nalo. Zvulun was held accountable for not inheriting, meaning kicking out the people that were living in Kitchon when it came to settle the land of Eretz Yisrael. Now comes the next step. Zvulun misraim al midos of havi. Zvulun was upset at the portion that he received. Shenemar Zvulun am cheref nasho lamos. The end of the pasuk is in Naftali al Merom Sada. This is found in the Shiras Devora when they conquered Sisera. So it says that Zvulun lamos gave himself up to die. And why was the reason? Matam mishum de Naftali al Merom Sada. Because the end of the pasuk. And Naftali got the Sada. What's going on over here? So Amar Zvulun Fnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Zvulun said to Hashem, Ribono Shlolam, Lachyai, to my brother, Nasata Lehem Sada Sukramim, gave them fields and vineyards, Veli, Nasata Har Mugvos, and you gave me just mountains. Lachai, to my brothers, Nasata Lehem Arts Aratsus, you gave them dry land, Veni Sata Yamim Venaros, you gave me water, you gave me rivers. Amar Lo, Hashem said to him, Kulam Tzvichon Chav, yeah, but everyone needs you. Agdei Chilazon, because of the Chilazon that is found in your portion. Shnamar Amim Har Yikro, that's referring to the chilazon in your place. Tumune zu taris. It's referring to taris. Rashi says it's a fish called the tuna, the tunina. Chol zu zechuches. The sand, the special sand that they had zechuches levana, was able to produce a white glass, a special type of a glass. Everyone needs you. Amr lefanav, Zvulun said to Hashem, Ribono shel olam, mi modieni, who's going to protect me that I'm actually going to make money from these types of things? Meaning, who said no one could just come in and steal the chilazon? Amr lo, Hashem said, Sham yizvichu zivchei tzedek. Hashem said, Simen zeh yelecha. Here's a sign. Anyone who takes from you without paying you, he won't be successful in his business klum at all. Now asks the Gemara question. If you're going to tell me that Kitchon is Tzipori, which then would mean that Tzipori was in Zavulun's portion, why was he complaining about what he got? He had Tzipori, which is such a great place. Maybe you'll tell me that the reason he didn't like Tzipori is because it wasn't flowing with milk and honey. But that's not true. Rish Lakish said, "Lididi chazili zavas chalav udvash Tzipori." I saw the amount of honey and milk in Tzipori. It was 16 by 16 mil, which for our purposes, let's use a different measurement called a parsa. It was 4 by 4 parsa, meaning 16 square parsos. Okay, v'chi tema, and Rish Lakish is saying that's a lot. Maybe you'll say you're right. It's true that he had 16 mil by 16 mil or 4 by 4 parsa, but that wasn't as much as his brothers got. Oh, that's not true. Rabbi Yochanan said, I saw how much milk and honey there was in all of Eretz Yisrael, and how much was it? And it was the mount from the place called Mibay Kubi until the banks of the place called Tulbakni. It was from the place of Beikubi until the other side of the river of a place called Tulbakni. How big is that? Esen v'tartin parsi urcha. It was 22 parsas long. Bupusya, and its width, shisa parsi, was 6 parsa. Now, how much is that? 22 by 6 parsa equals 132 square parsos. Now, we said that the amount of Tzipori, Zvachalat Dvash, in Tzipori was 4 by 4 parsos, which is 16 square parsos. 16 square parsos is a touch less than 1/8 of 132. Meaning if you would split all Eretz Yisrael amongst all the Shvatim, right, and everyone would get evenly divided, then Zvulun got more than everyone else because he got a touch under an eighth of all of Eretz Yisrael. So he got a tremendous amount of Zavaschalav Adavash. What's he complaining about? The Gemara says, yeah, ain't a chanami. Really, Tzipori could be this place in the place of Zvulun, but still he preferred to have Sados Ukramim instead of that which he was given. Adifale. Dekanami Diksiv. And the proof is that is at the end of the pasuk of Naftali Amarome Sadeh, Shmamina. He was complaining about Naftali, about the fact that he had Sadas. That was more important to him, so we see that that is correct. I'm going to do a little more. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avo, V'akron Te'aker. The pasuk says, in Tzafania, a place called V'akron Te'aker. What is that? Zu Kesari. That is referring to Kesaria. Bas Edom, where Edom stayed. Shehi Yosheves Bein Acholos. It was surrounded by sand on all sides. V'hiyaisa Yated Tekul Yisrael B'mei Yevanim. And it was like a peg stuck in Bnei Israel in the times of the Greeks. Ukshagavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai. And when the Chashmonaim, they took over Vinitzchum and they won. Hayukornasa Achidas Migdal Shir. They called Kesari Achidas, which means Kavosh, that it was conquered, Migdal Shir. That's what they gave the name to Kesari after they conquered it. Okay, we're going to stop here.